you ever have those, like, moments where you're, like, you're feeling a certain way, and then the world throws something at you, and you're like, oh, shit, like, I don't need to feel that way. If you do have those moments, you're not alone, because I had a few of those moments this week, and that's really what I want to talk about. So, hey, guys, welcome back to another episode of The Babbling Mother, and today we are going to talk about said moments. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about the two events that happened, and then I'm going to talk about the lesson that I learned and the why I learned that lesson, like what was making me feel like I needed that lesson. So there's a plan for this podcast. The first thing that happened, the first event, was that I decided to go to the store with the kids, which I do all the time. I go Costco shopping with the kids, I go grocery shopping with the kids. Like, I do it pretty frequently. Actually, I order my groceries online, so I don't actually go grocery shopping with them all the time. But I take them out to stores frequently, and I'll grab, like, little things. I don't do big grocery shopping with them. So I had the car that day, and Jeremiah was at work, and he works in a different city than we live, but it's only like a 5-minute commute, so it's not terrible. There's no freeway commute also, so it's not terrible at all. Actually, he works back at the job that he had when we were pregnant. I was pregnant with Mason, which is really great. I don't even think I told you guys that, but now you guys know. So we decided that before we picked up Jeremiah, I would go get our Amazon locker our package from the Amazon locker, which we have it delivered to an Amazon locker instead of our door, because two reasons. The main reason is because there's too many thieves. Our packages keep getting stolen, and sometimes the Amazon people don't take it to our door, and they leave it in the lobby, which gets stolen right away if it's there. And then the other reason that I didn't even think of is our elevator is broken, so you have to take the stairs to get to our door, and we live on the 6th floor, so there's no way an average Amazon employee is gonna want to go up that many stairs. I'll be honest, I probably would do it, but I've seen other Amazon people who have come into our building, and I'll let them in, like, they have the Amazon vest, and I let them know, like, just so you know, the elevator's broken, and the one of the Amazon drivers had looked at the package that they had, and was like, I'm not going up that many stairs, I'll take it to the office, and so I showed her, like, I told her where the office is, but anyway, so yeah, I decided to go get our package from Amazon, and it was there, but my phone with the code was not with me. It was in the house. And so I decided, like, all right, I'll get the package later. We'll just go to Walmart. We'll go to the Walmart closest to Jeremiah's work. Because I don't have my phone, I was thinking, like, time management, that would be better. Okay, I've talked about this before. I have really shitty time management skills, unless it's a everyday thing. Like, unless it's a routine thing. I don't have time management skills. This is why routine and schedule and a regimen is super important to me. So I decided to go off the regimen and the schedule and whatnot, and I got lost on my way to Walmart. I was not going to go up 7 stories worth of stairs. If you park from the garage where we park in the basement. So that's another set. That's another floor, but it's not labeled as one because it's underground. So I wasn't going to take both kids up 7 stories worth of stairs just for my phone, nor was I going to leave them in the car that long. So I said, screw it, we'll just go to Walmart. It'll be fine. It's okay. I still have an hour. 30 minutes go by. I get lost. I totally missed Walmart. I thought I knew where it was. I didn't know where it was. Turned back around once I got to an empty parking lot and realized I was by the airport. Turned back around. Found it eventually, and we got there. I knew I had about 20 minutes left. It took a long time, but I knew I had about 20 minutes left, and I go into the store with the kids, and immediately when I walk in, the vibe just changes from, oh, we're lost, now we're found, yay, to this is the sketchiest vibe I had felt in my entire, like, forever. It's been a minute since I felt that vibe. So I picked up Tyler, and every once in a while, I'll tell Tyler, hey, I need you to sit in the shopping cart this time. And I'll tell her because we're in a hurry or because I have a funny feeling. And this time was because I had a funny feeling. I had a funny feeling, so I put her in the shopping cart. She'll say, like, oh, that sucks, or, like, I get, like, one complaint, but she complies. Like, she does listen very well to it. Thankfully, she does listen very well to it. She's understanding. And so we did our shopping, and we went, like, towards the clothes. We went towards, like, what I was looking for, which was stuff for Mason's birthday. And then we went to the, what's it called? Food area. We went to the food area, and this lady ran, like, she kind of crossed paths with us. We made eye contact. It was really awkward, but she left away. She walked away. She was carrying huge hood. She had a huge hooded jacket on with, like, a backpack and another big bag. It was, like, a small duffel bag, but it was packed with stuff. And then she had a bag of, like, a big bag of Lifesavers in her hand. So, very distinctive to me. It stuck out very much. And so we ran into each other, and she got what she wanted, I got what I wanted, and we walked away, no problem. And then I saw her again. And every time she passed me, she'd stare at me, which most of the time doesn't, like, you noticed, it doesn't bother me. Like, I see it, but it doesn't sketch me out. This time, it sketched me out. And so I see her, she sees me, we cross again, and then we get to the checkout line. She was not around us at the time. I had no idea where she was, but at this point, I was keeping close eye for her. I was watching out for her, because I didn't want her near me. And so I was putting everything on the belt, and this lady comes up, and I grabbed a soda from, like, the refrigerators full of drinks for right in the checkout line. They get me almost every time. But I was getting a soda from Jeremiah and I, and she put her bag down, grabbed a soda from the same fridge, and walked away. And she did another circle. And so she circled all the way around, like, went through self-checkout and then bag, like, through the front of the store back to where I was in a register line. And I had too many items to go through self-checkout. And she sees me again. And this time she, like, stands behind me, but not behind me. It was more like right in front of Mason, like right by Mason. He is in the shopping cart as well, but he's in the sitting down one where you sit down and buckle them up. Thank the gods that we buckle him up, because I honestly, like, with almost everything I have, feel like that lady would have tried something. They tried to take him, tried to something. I don't know. But so we didn't, she, like, stood awkwardly in line by us, and when I noticed that she was there, which was right away, I put my arm up towards Mason, that way, like, I know she's there, and she knows that my arm is there. Like, it was a subconscious, bitch, I know you're there type thing. Back off away from them. And so, what's Kona? She's rolled down a window. Hey, Kona! And so once everything was on the belt, I got in front of Mason, and I stood, like, in front of him holding onto the shopping cart. And she, like, scuffed and, like, huffed and puffed and then walked away. And then I, like, thankfully, that was the last time that I had saw her. But before we left the store, I was looking around for her, and I decided to grab my keys, my car keys, before we leave the store in front of everybody. So I grabbed my car keys, which are in the shopping cart, in the diaper bag. And as I'm grabbing my car keys, I tell Tyler, hey, when we get in the car, I need you to get in and buckle up right away. But first, when you get in the car, I need you to close the door. I said, I need you to close the door and then buckle up right away. And then she asks, like, is it because of your funny feeling? And I said, yes. She said, okay. So I look around, and the first time ever I had ever contemplating asking somebody to walk with me, to the car, like an associate or something, but I decided not to. I also parked pretty isolated. There were no parking spots. So there were no parking spots that were close to the front doors, which I park, I don't park close to the front doors, but I park near the front doors type thing. I park in a reasonable space. I don't know why I have to feel like I have to justify that. But anyway, so yeah, we go outside. I don't see her. I decide let's just beeline it to the car. So I walked briefly, swiftly to the car, and I open Tyler's door, and I pick her up. I get her out, and she goes in the car, shuts the door right away, and then I open Mason's door, and I grab Mason and the diaper bag, and I leave the groceries, and I put them in the car, and as I'm buckling him up, this red, like, SUV that's kind of run down passes me, but as it passes me, it slows down and stares at me, and so right away, I'm, like, fight or flight mode type thing, I guess, and I buckle him up quickly, I shut the door, everything's, like, really swiftly done. I go to the shopping cart, I grab my groceries, and I put them in the car with me. Like, I don't put them in the trunk, I just get in the car with them on my lap, and then I set them to the passenger seat. And that was it. And it was a really scary moment, because that was the first, like, trafficking is a thing, and anybody could be a victim at any time, and that's something that we're all very cautious about. So that was the first thing that had happened. The second event that happened that I learned from was the fire alarm in our apartment went off. It was 10:30, which is Mason's nap time. His nap time is 10, so it was 30 minutes into his nap, and I believe I set him down a little earlier that day for his nap, which definitely worked out for the benefit. There's a lady putting groceries in the car next to us, so Kona might bark. But it wasn't a planned fire alarm. It wasn't planned at all. Nobody knew the fire alarm was going off, but it was randomly, like, Tyler's not even wearing pants. You know, it was just like everybody was doing a normal morning thing still. I was on the computer, and then the fire alarm goes off, and without thinking, I got up, put my shoes on. I didn't even put socks on. I put my shoes on. I went into Tyler's room. The fire alarm is really loud. The entire building went off, not just the one in our apartment. But the fire alarm is really loud, so she's covering her ears, and she's scared, which I understand. It is a scary situation, but I had to keep her moving. I had no idea it was a false alarm. And in the moment, when you don't expect it, you go to, like, you think, like, oh, this might be real. Like, this is real. Okay, let's just get everything we need to get out. And so, everything we needed was, I took Tyler, and I put pants on her, because, again, she's covering her ears, so she's not much help. And then I gave her her shoes. I didn't have her put socks on, because that would just take too long, and I was just trying to get out the door. Mason was definitely awake and crying, so I picked him up. I scooped a pair of pants for him from his dresser. I scooped a pair of pants from the dresser for him so that I can put those on outside, because it's less weird if your baby is indecent and he had a onesie on. And then we grabbed the dog and we just went downstairs. I did go back, right before we left the door, I went and grabbed my phone. That way I could keep Jeremiah informed in case it was, like, a real thing or not. So we went right downstairs. The entire time, because I didn't know if it was real or not, I was, like, frazzled. I don't know how to, like, it was the anxiety of, oh, shit, like, get out. And so I took Tyler with us. We went down. Everything was fine. And we had to wait for the fire alarm to go off. The firemen came. Fire station, whatever. The fire station came, and they turned it off for us, and we were able to go back in. The reason why the alarm went off was because of the elevator. They're trying to fix the elevator. I have no idea what's wrong with the elevator. They're not telling any of us, but they're trying to fix the elevator, and it made the fire alarm go off. And so we were all allowed back in pretty quickly. We were only outside probably for about 15 minutes, which, in all honesty, isn't terrible at all. And it wasn't raining. It wasn't, like, crazy cold. It was a It was okay. Like, it wasn't a traumatic event at all. And I talked to Tyler the whole time of, like, what we do when that happens. But, yeah, so in everything, like, was fine. Mason did not go back down for a nap, but he did go down for his other nap a little early, too. So, it did mess up the routine a little bit, but not too bad. So, yeah. That was the second thing that had happened this week that I also learned from. The reason I needed to learn this and what I learned is I learned that I'm a good mom. And that I'm going to put my kids first. And that I shouldn't doubt myself I just shouldn't doubt myself. And I know what I'm doing and I'm going to do what I need to do for the kids. That is what I learned. The reason why I needed to learn this is because I am going to talk about this more in a different podcast because this one's already long enough. I am thinking about going back to work. And because of that, I think I am battling, a lot of mom guilt right now. I feel like I'm betraying the kids, specifically Mason, because by the time I go back to work, it'll be school season, so it'll just be Mason that's at home. But yeah, I don't want to get in too much detail with the going back to work thing. I do want to talk about that and not have this long of a podcast already. So yeah, I was battling that a lot, and it wasn't just from, like, things that I have put on myself, but I have been told other things, too, that just made me feel like a really shitty mom for wanting to do something for myself. It didn't make me feel selfish for wanting to work anymore, and, you know, it was one of those occasions. It's one of those weeks where it's been really tough emotionally, and then the universe is just pushing more on you. And it wasn't a breaking point, it was a learning point for me. I learned something about myself, and that was important. And that was important, and that's pretty much all I have to share with you guys today. The elevator is still not fixed, and I'm not going back to that Walmart. But thanks for listening, guys, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye, guys. So, one of the moments that I don't know if you can hear the car, but the car is on. I also have the dog with me. I'm getting ready to go into the store, but I wanted to randomly record this because I thought of a better way to say it than I had said it before. So, there's that.